It's Monday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 67, season 3, episode 20. It's hammer time. Why? Because it's Valentine's
Thursday. Day. Yeah. And Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Here we go.
Makes sense.
I'm going to quiz you later.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to fail miserably.
Yeah, probably. Okay. It's Greg the Hammer Valentine. What pretty that do you remember?
Just more of the, Dream Team or whatever it was with him and...
Yeah, I think it's like one question about the Dream Team, so...
Yeah, okay, great. I can get that one right, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Probably not. All right.
Let's go over Prediction Friday. Oh, wait, no, happy birthdays first.
Yes, birthdays to Viscera, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Tommy Dreamer for wrestlers. And then I threw Drew Bledsoe, Steve McNair, and Rob Thomas in there.
Oh, so a bunch of quarterbacks and singer guy.
Yeah, quarterbacks felt fitting with Super Bowl being yesterday. And then Bledsoe is Bledsoe.
Matt Stafford won Super Bowl, so we're technically right, even though we both rooted for Cincinnati.
Yes. All right.
They kind of gave it to him in the last 4 minutes, but beside a point.
Yeah,
you still have to stop him at some point. Like they drove down the field. You still have to
wanted the Bengals to win just because it was the underdog story.
Right.
And it's like this is the first time they're there. Like, I don't ever remember Bengals even being there.
1988.
Okay. And they lost. So, you know, it was...
But that's Boomer Esiason. That's why I remember that. That, and as a kid, I had Detroit Tigers and the Cincinnati Bengals because they were both Tigers.
Yeah. I had a fucking Boomer Esiason stupid little football guy doll thing.
Yeah, see? Boomer Esiason. He's not forever. Now he's on, CBS... pregame or whatever. I don't know if the channel is all the same.
Yeah. I knew LA was going to win that, though.
Yeah.
You just looked at it, and then you're like, LA's going to win that.
So now NFL is done with doing home stadium Super Bowls, because that's twice in a row that that's happened.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising, honestly. Like, that's why it used to be in a fucking, third-party type of fucking Universal Stadium.
Right.
So there's not more of one fan than the other.
So they should always do it in Dallas.
Yeah, because Cowboys are never going to a Super Bowl again, apparently.
All right, let's go over Prediction Friday.
All right, yeah, I got a tap.
Scores were 61-58, me winning. So start reading them off, and I'll tell you who we picked.
Yep, got it right here. I'm going to start from the bottom. So we got Maxim Grishin versus William Knight. Grishin won.
We both picked Grishin. William Knight missed by 12 pounds, making that a heavyweight fight. At one point, it was a light heavyweight fight.
And then we get Jeremiah Wells versus Blood Diamond, and Jeremiah Wells won.
Oh, it says Mike Mathia on this.
Okay, so that got switched out.
Anyway, we both picked Jeremiah Wells, so I counted that.
We all counted as like
a win. I counted it as a win anyway. Because
he's still the guy who was there won, so. Then we got Da Silva de Andrade versus Sergey Morozov.
We both picked Andrade.
Yep, so we're both right there. And then Jacob Malcoon versus AJ Dobson.
I picked Malcoon.
Point for you.
Point for me.
Yep, I know I picked Dobson on that one.
You did.
Then we got Ronnie Lawrence versus Mana Martinez.
Both picked Ronnie Lawrence.
All right, so we both got a win there. Then there's Carlos Ulberg versus Fabio Charrot.
We both picked Charrot.
Okay.
So we did not win that one.
And then we got Kyla Phillips and Marcelo Rojo.
We did not make picks for that one because it wasn't on the card.
Okay, well, Phillips won, if anyone cares. Then we got Casey O'Neill versus Roxanne Madoffrey.
We definitely picked Casey. Roxanne also retired at the end of the fight, so.
Oh, good, so no more braces.
No more double stone cold.
And then we got Andre Arlovsky versus Jared Vandera. I said at the end.
I picked up Lashke.
Okay.
That's a way for me.
Yep, he won. And we got Bobby Green versus Nasrat Haqparast.
Yeah, we called him Nasrat.
Yeah, Nasrat.
I picked Nasrat.
Okay, Bobby Green won.
So you got that one.
Yep. Then we got Renato Moicano, if I said that right, and Alexander Hernandez.
I picked Hernandez.
I picked Renato.
Yeah, so point for you.
Yep. Then we got Jared Cannonier. I don't know. And Derek Brunson.
I picked Brunson. I picked Cannonier.
Cannon. And then we got Ty Tuivasa versus Derek Lewis.
You both picked Derek Lewis.
Yeah, so we both lost that. And then Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker. And we definitely both picked Adesanya. Because we're riding that fucking until it we both lose.
So total, you got 9, I got 8. Brings me to 69.
Yep.
And you to 67.
All right.
Gained a point.
Yep. Getting close.
All right. So that's, we're going to do that. We're going to kick over to King.
Yep.
We're going to rant about fucking blood money.
Yep.
And then we'll come back.
Angrily. It definitely feels like a rant. It
definitely fucking, views are not expressed by Mr. Wrestling Theater. I mean, most of them kind of are, but we don't say them.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll be back with our rant after Anchor.fm.
Yep.
And King's rant.
All right. It's that time once again. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. I am the King of Old School. I got not a lot to talk about this week, so let's just get down to it. First off, happy Valentine's Day to anybody that's into that sort of shit. Today's actually Sunday, midday Sunday. Wasn't sure if I'd be able to record Monday morning, so I decided against that and tried to do it now since I had a few minutes. So the Super Bowl has yet to happen. I really have no predictions on that. I like Matthew Stafford, been a fan of his since the Lions. I'm one of those rare people that actually likes the Lions outside of Detroit. I don't know why. Been a fan since Barry Sanders. So I like Matthew Stafford, but I don't like the Rams. On the flip side of that, I do like the Bengals. But I just don't know which way to go. I don't really care, to be honest with you. This is one of those Super Bowls that just has zero outcome whatsoever on it. You know, either way for me. So, first time in a while that I haven't had a prediction on the Super Bowl. Anyway, moving on. Let's get down to the WWE and wrestling and all that now, shall we? First off, on Monday, caught a little bit of Raw, bits and pieces here and there. The match between Kevin Owens and Austin Theory was pretty good. Didn't mind that. I do have to question, though, why is Austin Theory getting... I mean, I know he's doing his bit with Vince McMahon, but why is he getting a championship push right now? Why is he in the Elimination Chamber? I think that match should have been for that pod with Kevin Owens. That's just me. I think it's way too soon to be giving Austin Theory any push like that. Simply just throw, you know, give the guy a secondary belt. Let him show what he can do with that before you put him into the main event brackets, even if it is just as filler. There's plenty of other guys that could have gone into that spot, namely Owens, Big E. There's others. Okay, you could have done much, much more. Hell, you could have even put Damian Priest into that. You know, the current U.S. champion. You know, just, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you're pushing him too much too soon, and people are just going to hate him for all the wrong reasons, just like Roman Reigns, just like John Cena. You push them too much. You know it's coming. He's going to end up with the belt very, very soon, I think. And I'm going to say if Austin Theory doesn't have the belt by year end 2022, I'd be very surprised. Moving on, you know, Brock Lesnar being in the match. A lot of people are saying that if Lesnar wins, which a lot of people think that is pretty much a foregone conclusion, if Lesnar wins the Elimination Chamber, that they're going to combine the Universal and WWE titles. I don't have much of an issue with that because they need to reevaluate their game plan at the moment with the brand bullshit. I don't think they can go brand right now. I think they got rid of too many people. It's pretty much what the guys said last week. I fully agree with them. My only thing is that if they do combine the belts, please, for the love of God, do not make Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar walk around with a belt in each hand. Unless they're planning on defending them separately, doing like they do in boxing. I think that's the only way that I can see them making any bit of salvation with that. Make one big, redesign the belt, make it one big new belt. Personally, I think what they should do, I've been saying this for years, is just branch out Raw and SmackDown as their own entities. Yeah, make it the Raw Championship, make it red, make it the SmackDown Championship, make it blue, call it a day, you're wrestling under the WWE brand. But they won't do that. I doubt it. And hell, you even have them compete against each other at the end of the day, at, you know, various events. Make it interesting. But, you know, that won't happen. NXT, uneventful again, couldn't hold my interest. There's the big, I saw the Waller with his big, huge, white almost guy. White, Great Khali, whatever you want to call him. Vanilla Khali. I don't know. Either way, I just don't care for him. I didn't care for that match. I saw a couple other matches. They just couldn't hold my interest. As you can see, the only one that I even remembered the name of was Waller and the other, and his giant. And the only reason why I did that, because he just reminded me of a white version of Great Khali and almost. The only reason why I remembered it was because I made fun of it. So yeah, they need to step up a little bit. Developmental or not right now, they need to step it up and make me care. Because if I don't care, a lot of other people don't care. Didn't watch Dynamite off the bat. I watched the recap after Clayton texted me and told me the big news. Well, he showed me the meme of Keith Lee chucking the guy across the floor, across the ring, rather. And yeah, I watched that match in the recap, and that match was actually, I hope to hell that they use him the right way and not like WWE did. Depending on which way you look at it, WWE, I was told, had an issue with his attitude backstage. If that's true, I can semi-understand it, but what I was looking at is that other attributes may have come into play. And I want to look up that before I say anything or accuse anything, but it's what I was told. And just one of those things that it's, if it's true, it's total bullshit. Didn't catch the Paige Archer match. I didn't really care for it at all. The buildup, didn't watch it. I know Paige won. I also didn't want to touch that CM Punk match with a 10-foot pole. I just did not want to watch that. Just didn't look entertaining either. I do have to ask the question of what is the deal with Moxley and Bryan Danielson. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I'm an idiot. You know, it's a possibility. But what happened with that where Danielson was trying to recruit Moxley? Seemed to have gone away. I didn't see what happened at the end of that one. I have to admit, I was flipping back and forth on, you know, didn't watch Wednesday and didn't really fully watch the recap, just the Keith Lee part. So I might have missed it. Didn't see it in the written recap on other websites either. So somebody clue me in. It'd be great to know. SmackDown didn't need to happen. It was pointless from start to finish. I do have to ask this question, though. What the fuck is up with the royal family of Saudi Arabia? Is it the king, the prince? Who the fuck is this guy? And what is his fucking obsession with Goldberg? Why is it that every time a fucking show goes to Saudi Arabia, Goldberg's in the fucking main event? Can Goldberg just go with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and God knows who else we've put into that club to go sit there and scream at the fucking wall? I mean, you know, I'm sure it would fit right in. What you gonna do? Woo! Who's next? Okay, there you go. Why the fuck is he in a main event? This guy sucked in his prime. He wasn't fun to watch in his prime. He sucked more with age. And do we really want to see Roman Reigns carry this match? Do we have to have it, period? Couldn't we have given it to somebody else? Anybody else? I mean, really, what is their fucking hard-on for fucking Goldberg? Can we just send him to fucking Saudi Arabia on a full-time basis? He's the new liaison to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, the Saudi prince can, you know, just tell him to spear random people and jackhammer himself. Hell, maybe the Saudi prince wants Goldberg to jackhammer him in more ways than one. I don't know. I don't care. My other thought is, when it comes to these Saudi shows, I don't like them. I agree with the guys. It's blood money. They named it blood. They call them blood money. It's an apt title. They did an awesome job with that one. But can we fucking send over an all-American gimmick over there to piss people off? Send over fucking Kurt Angle. Send over, you know, somebody like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Build someone up and send them over next year and really piss them off. That's what I'd like to see. That would make me actually watch a pay-per-view that's set in Saudi Arabia. This one, I'm not fucking touching it. I am gonna fucking click on one of those websites at the end and just read what the outcomes were and what their ratings were and not give a flying fuck and not actually watch any of these matches just because they all look like fucking shit. They always look like fucking shit. All right. So I'm done ranting for now. Actually, no, I'm not. Let's go into the douchebag of the week. Just because he pissed me off and I went on this little rant about them, about the bullshit. I'm going to say it's this fucking Saudi prince or a Saudi king or whoever the fuck. Just Saudis in general, the fucking royal family. You all fucking suck. Okay, your pay-per-views suck. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, fuck you. Close second is Vince McMahon and his fucking love affair, fucking Austin Theory. Maybe you can be the fucking douchebag of the week next week, I don't know. But right now, it's the Saudi fucking prince. Hell, I'll go and even make a third one. I won't make a third one. I'll save that one for later. That might be my bitch for next week. But yeah, I've got a couple of things in store. We'll see what happens for next week, if I decide to stay on my topic or not. But we'll talk. We'll see what happens. Right now, I'm done talking to myself. Enjoy the fucking Super Bowl. Have fun.
All right, motherfuckers. We are back.
That's right. So,
where do you want to go?
First, I guess, because it happened on Raw, they announced it. They're throwing together a women's Elimination Chamber match now, which was, like, five women.
Mystery opponent.
One mystery opponent and five women that they literally... No, not even qualifying matches, which is kind of weird, because it just felt like they just literally threw it together. Like, oh, we're going to just add this. Like, they couldn't have done some qualifying matches like they did for the guys. Because it was like Nikki A.S.H., Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, and Doudrop.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and then a mystery opponent.
I just Googled the blood chamber, and that did not work at all.
Yep, because it's not blood chamber. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, we're not doing official Prediction Friday for it, but we will give you our picks for that.
Yeah.
Just because and TBA, I think, is going to be Sasha Banks.
That's... Makes sense. I think.
I know you want it to be Asuka.
I think it could be Asuka. I just don't know if I see Asuka going to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, there's a lot of women in Saudi Arabia this time around.
There is. Also, Becky and Lita's match has been like on a billboard at the stadium, and that's like the first time women have been on a billboard like that.
There's also Saudi Ronda Arabia. And Naomi versus Sonya and Charlotte. Because they can't put Ronda by herself.
No.
I figured, oh, Naomi can kind of carry that match a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Ronda's going to come in and armbar Ronda's everybody.
Just gonna, yeah, it's going to be all Naomi because she's going to start out strong, go on her kind of thing. Right. And she can do that comeback stuff. I mean, look, she had a great match with Charlotte on SmackDown. Right? Yeah. So
that's... Shockingly, that Charlotte actually had a good match even.
Yeah. I like that. And for a minute there, it was going on for so long, I was wondering if fucking... Damn fucking Naomi was almost going to win. Because it went on for a while, and I kept getting my hopes up. And I'm like, she's not going to win, though. Like, it's she's Charlotte. Not she's not going to win. Not,
well, why would it, not, they don't want Ronda versus Naomi at WrestleMania.
No, exactly. So, you know, that too, obviously. Although there was definitely a chance for fuckery to happen before Mania still.
There is. I mean, with the Elimination Chamber and even Lita and Becky... I don't think Lita's going to win either.
But... I don't think Lita's going to win because it is announced that the winner of the Women's Elimination Chamber faces...
The winner of that.
Yeah.
Which Becky. Essentially is Becky, but...
At Mania. Which...
Not necessarily, though. Because they could have Lita win at the they nostalgia could,
there's still,
show.
There's still time for a roadblock, too, because we're, what, mid-February with this. Mania is until, like, the 2nd and the 3rd.
Right, so it's like Fastlane.
So there's all of March. The so there could definitely be a Fastlane or a roadblock.
Just some random Raw.
Yep.
Like right before.
Yeah, exactly. Like they do, they sometimes surprise us with the things they do. In a good way.
They're not kind of surprises.
In a good way. No, they're not. But sometimes they do.
You want to talk about surprises?
Yeah. So let's talk about surprises. Most of those are from Dynamite, basically.
They are from Dynamite. Do you think that they just bring in Bullet Club and debut them in like the most ridiculous, corny way possible? Like, yeah, I'm going to have you jump somebody.
Yeah. Like, I was happy to see Switchblade. I did freak out a little bit when I saw the jacket. I was like, I like him a lot. So, I also definitely, though, think that they're bringing him back somehow because Kenny's coming back at some point from his injury soon.
Right.
And that would make the most sense since they already had a ridiculous fucking feud in New Japan. Right.
They don't like each other.
Exactly. And it's I could definitely see him bringing over, like...
Tama Tonga.
I know. Like Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and someone else.
Dalek Folly.
Yeah. And then you could literally have, like, them four versus the fucking Elite, which could just be Cole and Bucks. Omega and the Box.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense.
For Blood and Guts money.
Yeah. Blood and, yeah. Do a Blood and Guts match. That would actually be pretty dope.
Tony Khan said that, like, oh, I fucked up and said a Forbidden Door thing, so I had to make a Forbidden Door happen.
Okay.
So he brought in Jay White.
Yeah.
Dude, like, really, though? Like, you could bring a Kenta in. Give me Kenta versus Punk.
Yeah. People have been wanting that.
Yeah.
See who's go to sleep is better.
Go to sleep. Call it the go to sleep match.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenta Punk's in a feud right now, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then other surprise would be Keith Lee. That was King
Keith
and
Lee came
mentioned.
Back. And he's going to be one of the guys in the face of the first man picked for the...
Face of the Revolution
ladder match. Yeah. It's like a mouthful. It's so hard to say.
Face of Revolution ladder match.
Yeah. Like Face of the Revolution.
When is Revolution? Did you pick up... That's the end of this month too, right?
That's actually March 6th.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
We'll do Real Prediction Friday for that one.
Yeah. So, we may have to do one of our watch a match, record our opinion type of shows for that too. But yeah, he fucking beat the shit out of Isaiah Cassidy, though.
He, like, beeled him, like, across the ring.
Yeah, and then he did this, he also, did the fucking, the whatchamacallit, the springboard fucking, like, crossbody to him, and, like, literally rolled over him as he landed, so he literally got, like, steamrolled.
Because of that meme that King was talking about, that Keith Lee has named that move the Uncle Phil Beal. Uncle Phil Beal. God, that was hard to say.
Yes.
That was a mouthful.
Yep.
That's what she said. Ha ha! I'm all over the place today.
God. But yeah, that was, dude, he
I
fucking...
like gold.
A schmuck and a pancake? Oh, God. But yeah, he yeeted him across the ring.
Straight up yeet, yeah.
Bye! Isaiah made it worse, too, with the way he, like, flipped his legs over as he was going and shit, too, to give himself a little bit more velocity. So, I just was like... He literally just beat the crap of Private Party, because they tried to attack him at the end, and then he, like, powerbombed, like, fucking what's his name? Quinn or whatever.
Tails.
Yeah, Tails. Onto fucking Cassidy. And I thought he was going to, like, Tails was going to hit his head off the side of the ring on the way down. I'm like, oh, please don't kill him.
I'm going to call him Tails forever because of that fucking stupid
Thank God he doesn't wear them anymore.
I know, but still
but Tails. But when they first came out on AEW, they had that stupid fucking tail coat thing. Yeah. And it was annoying as fuck.
Tails. Tails in tights under shorts. That's Darby Allin.
God. Thank God they didn't do another match with them and Sting and Punk. The Moxley Punk was...
Moxley Punk versus FTR was actually...
That was a damn
really good fun match to watch.
I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed the fucking... the whatchamacallit too.
The death match?
The death match at the end. That felt like old school ECW to me. He fucking jabbed him with the fork like Abdullah the Butcher at one point and then licked the blood off the spoon like Abdullah used to do. I was like, Jesus!
Jay tried to get involved.
Yeah, he hit him with the fucking clothesline and then he was gonna go for the DDT and then fucking Archer got all pissed for some reason.
I was fine with it. Like, let Jay kiss people. Let that man go. He wants to win a title. It was not going to be his, but still.
Yep. Still got it. They were chanting that after he hit him with the clothesline.
I mean, I'm fine watching that.
Yeah, I don't want to watch you in
the ring.
Yeah, no.
So Jake is not quite at yelling at the wall status yet.
No, and neither is Tully to me either.
Neither is Tully or Arn.
Tully was in the like match like once, but like it was for 5 seconds. He didn't really do anything.
Right, it was a six-man tag.
But, like, and he'll still take a little bump. I mean, he got hit with the fucking go-to-sleep, although Punk couldn't get him up there at first. But, like, that's fine. I'm okay with that type of stuff, you know? Arn with his fucking Glock and shit.
Yeah. I just don't want to see you in the ring.
Don't wrestle.
Sometimes just shut the fuck up.
Like, I really think, like, if you're going to keep Sting around, just make him a stupid manager for Darby. Don't make him fight. You know, I'm fine with that if you want to keep doing that. Like, but just make him more manager status than fucking, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, that fucking FTR fucking...
That was fun.
That was really good. I like that
a lot. Who did you think the partner was going to be?
I don't know. Like, I thought it was going to be somebody stupid.
I thought he was going to go with someone like Lee Johnson or, like, a younger gun like that. Like... Jungle Boy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Something like that.
Like, if you want to do like more mainstream, it probably would have been like Jungle Boy. I mean, he is a tag team champion. I figured that could have worked. I wasn't really expecting Moxley.
I really wasn't. I mean, it makes sense because Moxley's always ready for a fight.
Right.
Basically, like, that's his whole fucking persona. So, I wasn't expecting him, though. You know? Shit, I saw Daniel Bryan before I saw fucking CM Punk, to be honest.
No. Moxley.
I know.
It was CM Punk.
Whatever.
Speaking of King's little bullshit. Yeah, whatever. So that stable that Daniel Bryan wanted, where he was like recruiting Moxley and like wanted Lee Johnson, and a couple of the other young guns I can't fuck it. Oh, Danny Garcia.
Yeah.
And another person I can't remember the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I was like, that stable would be fucking dope.
Yeah. It would.
You got some young guns, and you got Mox, and you got Daniel Bryan. And I'm fine with it if it's just Daniel Bryan and them three young guns.
Yeah. That's the role that they should shift him to anyway, because
they wanted to do in WWE, and he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He wants to wrestle. Like, I don't mean not wrestling.
But you can still wrestle. You can train, but you can train and wrestle. You can train them with violence. Yeah.
As he told Matt Sydal, like, what's wrong with me? He's like, it's not that you're a bad trainer. He's like, I can teach him violence. Oh, great, so now we have another fucking Violence Unlimited. Violence is Forever. What the fuck are we calling the one over TNA?
The Violence... I don't know. That's Violence...
Violence by Design.
Violence by Design is TNA. Violence Unlimited was...
Was Brody King.
Yeah, and what's his name?
And Homicide, and Tony Deppen.
Yeah.
And a fourth guy, trying to play
Was kind of like an ROH-y...
Yeah, it was ROH. Thing. And then it was also the Violence Miracle Violence connection, which was Dr. Death Steve Williams and King's favorite Freebird.
Oh,
Gordy.
Gordy. Yeah. Randomly.
That's what I'm saying. I did not like that.
So, and But yeah, the death match was, that was bloody. Like, at one point, the thing that, the two things to me was the fork thing, and then when he fucking hit him with the finisher off of the fucking,
steps.
The steps, and then he like bounced and hit the ring post on the way down. I'm like, he's fucking dead, dude. And then they show a shot of his face, and it's not just like, not just that crimson mask, like it's flowing like everywhere, to the point where the doctor had to come over and put the shit on the wound so it stopped bleeding for a minute.
Like a UFC fight.
Yeah.
Patch up that eye.
Yep. And I'm like, but he hit the fucking ground like that. And I was just like, and bounced off the ring post. I'm like, dude, he just fucking killed him. I'm like, they're like killing each other. And then he vaulted off the goddamn ref and hit the dead eye through the fucking tables to win it at the end there. It was pretty fucking ridiculous. I have a lighter here somewhere, and I'm going crazy looking for it. So, yeah. Oh, no, I found it. Fuck.
But, yeah. I like gold. Smoking a pancake.
Fucking, oh god, what was it?
Pipe in a pastry.
Yeah, I don't know. Pipe in a crepe? No.
Yeah, pipe in a crepe.
Pipe in a crepe, yeah.
Crepe in a pipe. It's crepe in a pipe. Cigarette in a flapjack.
Smoking a pancake.
What? I don't know. Goldman came from all of a sudden. Anyway, Austin, yeah. Powers. That. When's Xavier Woods coming back?
I don't know. Do you also think it's weird? Because I don't... They're not saying... They're just saying Big E and Kofi. They're not saying New Day. And I think that's kind of weird.
I think there's a reason for that. New Day cannot challenge for the tag team titles as long as Usos have it.
So that even though they're one thing, they're just going to call each other something else?
They can call them Big E and Kofi.
Yeah.
They can call them Day New. Newness of the day.
Newness. That, I mean, that's, I guess that would make sense in an extent.
I mean, that way they're not technically New Day. Even though they lost to fucking whatever the fuck we're calling Legal Phantoms on SmackDown.
Oh, Los Lotharios?
Yeah,
those. Or whatever that. They have some stupid kiss cam now.
Gut Garza and
Humberto. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, them guys. They can wrestle, but like. Their gimmick is very cheesy.
Their gimmick is very Rick Rude.
It is very Rick Rude.
I mean, I'm for it. It's Valentine's Day even. Let it go.
Yeah.
spoiler alert. SmackDown this Friday.
It's tapes.
Shinsuke Nakamura is no longer your Intercontinental champion.
No, Sami Zayn.
Even though he's defended like three fucking times.
Yeah. Sami Zayn is the new Intercontinental.
So Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. And Knoxville's going to win.
They're gonna do some shit like that, aren't they?
Yep.
Remember when that belt kind of meant something at different points in time? Like that.
Last time it actually meant something was when The Miz had it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that whole point when The Miz had it, and it was like basically like main eventing shows with it. Like he was like the main event. He had that title on the main event of a lot of different SmackDowns or Raws or whatever. And then him and Ziggler going back and forth
it actually meant something.
Yeah.
Speaking of former IC champions. Matt Cardona is now your NWA.
He's your new NWA champion, and he had trunks on that matched fucking Christian's trunks from Christian
when he beat Double J.
Yep, exactly. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Speaking of random trunks, Punk was wearing the same trunks he was wearing when he faced the Shield in a handicap match.
Which is telling, obviously, with the whole Moxley thing. So I guess we should have fucking saw that as soon as Punk came out first.
I mean, I wouldn't have figured
that out. I wouldn't have picked that up.
The trunks. I wouldn't have known fucking Cardona's was it. Some.
I wasn't until, until I saw it, like, you know, after it happened and someone said it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they put the side-by-side picture even.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, that's, like, really.
Like, on the anniversary of it happening. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was very, I like that. That was dope.
Little homage to the past, I guess.
Yep.
And I'm fine with Cardona being the NWA champion.
Yeah, I like Matt Cardona a lot. Man, he's had this, like...
He's had a crazy run since he got released, huh?
Yeah, he's had... It reminds me almost, like, of a Moxley-esque run.
Oh, yeah, because he's just taken every
title. He just went everywhere. Like, and that's what Moxley did at first, because he went, like, all across... Yeah. I mean, Cody did it,
too. So he's going to make his own
company. That's when we liked Cody, though, when he was doing all that. Ever since, like, AEW, I hate Cody. I'm like, ugh. Like, I kind of liked him back in the WWE days, too, obviously, but... I mean, he is He's on that world tour.
Yeah. Cardona's on that world tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Cardona's on that world tour like that. But yeah, Cody's annoying now. I just want Cody to go away.
Yeah.
You're approaching go yell at the wall status with me faster than your brother who's older than you. Because he kind of
not
just,
there.
Yeah. He's off training people at their school all the time and shit.
Him and QT Marshall.
Yeah. Which is, I don't need him on TV either.
No, he can be a manager. Like, he is kind of.
Yeah.
You can bring people out there and have them lose to everybody.
Yep. He's the leader of the Java squad.
He kind of is. Job squad.
Yeah.
3.0. I think it's actually 3.0. I think it already was a job squad 2.
There definitely was, like, a second job squad
at
some point. But, yeah, like...
Maybe I'm just getting that in BWO confused.
I don't know.
Because essentially that's what BWO was.
Yeah, BWO was...
I mean, it's Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie
was in the actual job squad at one point, too, though.
Was he?
I think so.
So between the job squad, the Oddities, and BWO...
Yeah, it all blends together, man.
I mean, Oddities are totally different people. Like, I get that, but, like...
It still does. It's
they,
all,
they had Earthquake, for crying out loud.
They did have Earthquake.
And ICP.
And ICP. And Luna. Luna. Yeah. Who was actually a pretty damn good wrestler, which is funny. I mean, when you think about
she's
it.
She's an oddity, though.
She is an oddity,
especially
though.
Then.
Yeah. She was really out there, man. Her character, anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched the Dark Side of the Ring, too.
So. Yeah. Trying to be nice.
She was kind of out there.
She was kind of out there. Trying to think of what we had. Do you watch any NXT this week?
I watched it via Facebook, kind of.
Okay, so it's our finals are the Creed Brothers versus MSK. So I think we know which way that's going.
I would normally pick MSK, but I think the Creed Brothers are going
to
win.
I want MSK to win, but didn't they win last year?
Yeah.
So they're not going to win 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I wouldn't
they're
think
not
so.
Going to do that.
I wouldn't think
and,
so.
And with the whole 2.0 shit, even though, you know, MSK kind of came in at the very end of Black and Gold.
And they're kind of young.
Yeah. So, which kind of works for the whole 2.0 thing, leaving them down there for a while. Because they are, I mean, I don't know how young they are. Maybe they just look young. It could be our age for all we fucking know.
No, they're younger than us. Everybody's younger than me. Like, every single wrestler I like is younger than me. Not all of them, but like, there's a lot of
them. It is funny, though, when you find out how old some of they are. And then it doesn't help when they put these teenagers out there, like Sky Blue and fucking Cora Jade or whatever. Like, y'all are way too young. Like, 18 and shit.
They're all like 21 at that.
Yeah. But that was both of those matches weren't bad. Grizzled Young Vets, but I knew like they're Black and Gold kind of.
They're actually UK.
Yeah, but UK Black, Black and Gold basically.
Hey man, as long as they're still there, I don't really care. Yeah. They need to go to the main roster too.
On the main roster right now just because of the fact that you need something new in the tag team division.
Until you break them up and then, you know, you got Drake's the one. What's the bald one's name? Anyway,
blonde
haired guy's gonna be Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, he's getting Marty Jannetty the fuck out of that because like that the mouthpiece of that group is fucking Baldy. Why can't I think of his name?
It's Drake, right? James Drake.
James Drake, and I can't remember the other guy's name though. That's why I'm not sure.
Fuck.
Yeah, look that up.
Come on Google
real
machine.
Quick. Cause that's bad.
It's bad.
We like them.
I know it as soon as they fucking hear it, probably.
Yeah. But that was a good match. And then so wasn't the MSK versus the other kids match.
James Drake, Zach Gibson.
Gibson is the long hair guy, right?
Nope, we're way off. Zach Gibson is the bald guy.
Okay.
Anyway, Zach Gibson will be Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
Not Shawn Michaels.
Not Shawn Michaels, but not to that level. But
more Ziggler.
He'll be the more successful one of the tag team.
More Nikki than Mikey.
Yeah.
I don't remember fucking Spirit Squad's name right now.
Yeah, fucking.
It's Nikki and a bunch of other people. Fucking.
Nikki. I don't remember any of them other than
Lenny.
Nikki. I don't know. Probably.
It was Lenny Dykstra. He lasted longer than everybody else at the end.
Except for Ziggler.
Well, yeah, but Ziggler like went away. Like.
Yeah.
Packaged himself.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, Lenny was there at the end of Spear Squad breakup.
Yeah. But he was, speaking of Ziggler, he was on fucking...
He was on NXT.
Like, a whole bunch of people came out during that. Because it was like, fucking, it's supposed to be Santos versus fucking, what's his nuts?
Breaker.
And then Ziggler came out. Which, I like how they're randomly sending guys from the main roster down to have, like, matches randomly.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
But, like, because, like, AJ with Waller.
Yeah.
And then now, obviously, we're going to get some type of Ziggler, Braun Bake. Stupid Steiner son.
Big pup, little papa pump.
It's not even his kid.
I know.
It's Gremlin's kid. Dog face Gremlin.
Puppy face Gremlin.
Yeah, puppy face Gremlin.
Puppy face Gizmo.
Yeah.
He's not even a full Gremlin. He's Gizmo.
Fucking Gizmo.
Sad, I couldn't think of another Gremlins name in the rest of my life.
I just know Gremlins and Gizmo.
Yeah, they all have names.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not remembering all that. It's like remembering all the Smurfs or something. Like
Papa Smurf.
Yeah, that's like the only one I remember.
Smurfette. Handy Smurf.
I remember, like, what the hell is the bad guy's name? Gargamel or Gargamel. Something like?
Yeah. He had a cat.
Yep.
All bad guys have cats.
Yeah.
Dr. Claw. Austin Powers. No, Austin Powers, the other one. Dr. Evil.
Yeah, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
The show's about wrestling, I think.
And shit. Wrestling and shit. And this is the shit. Apparently. Which is everything else. But yeah.
Back to Puppy Face Gremlin.
Yeah, and then Ciampa came out too, so I have no idea what the hell's...
Champ is just... Is he going to the main roster or not? Because he's had, like, some main event matches. You know, like, main event...
Yeah.
show
tag team
matches.
Match with Braun. Which was actually not that bad. Believe it or not. I just hate Braun, though.
Yeah, I hate Puppy Face Gremlin, too.
I'm gonna
keep saying it because it's gonna stick. Because he's now Puppy Face Gremlin. Because we already have Tails. We named everybody else. We're gonna name him Puppy Face Gremlin.
Yep. Puppy Face Gremlin. It does work. And then fucking Mandy. Did Mandy... I fell asleep during that. I don't remember if Mandy or Kaylee Ray won. I don't think it matters much.
I assume that Mandy won because I didn't see anything else from it.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't see, like, all new champion or anything.
Nope. That's not this week? At the fucking Valentine's Massacre thing?
No, because it's the tag team is at the Valentine's Day Massacre. It's Toxic Attraction versus Indian Persia.
That's not what it's called. It's called Vengeance Day Massacre.
Whatever. Same Vengeance Day. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Something Vengeance, I think. I think it is just Vengeance Day.
Yeah, it's just Vengeance Day. That's tomorrow, so we can do some quick little preview for that, too, I guess.
Yeah.
That's actually not that bad.
Because there's that. There's the finals of the Dusty Cup, which is MSK versus the Creed Brothers, which should be good.
It was Breaker and Santos.
Yeah. Wow.
Pete Dunne and Tony D'Angelo went some Russo match.
Fuck that match. Like, fucking something on a pole match or something.
No, this is weaponized steel cage match. So it's basically... What the fuck is Raven call that match? Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
It's Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange match. Moxley did one of those a few times in WWE.
Punk did one in TNA.
Yeah.
Because he was trained by Raven.
Raven. Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't like Tony D'Angelo. I hope Pete Dunne wins that. But he probably won't, because I feel like he's going to the main roster eventually, too.
Let's just do this preview now, then, since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have...
And it is tomorrow.
Right. So we have Carmelo Hayes versus Cameron Grimes for the North American title.
That sounds like a fire banger. Match.
That's your opener match right there.
Yep. That's a fire match. I like that.
Yep. Again, I think that Carmelo's going to win, and I also like Carmelo a lot, so...
I like Carmelo a lot, too.
Randomly, his name was Casanova when he was wrestling around Boston.
Yep. But, yeah, I think he's going to win that. I think they're going to give that to him.
Yeah, you think Grimes is going up top to main roster? Because he'll get fucking hurt up there. Not hurt, but, like...
He'll get lost, too.
Yeah.
He's going to turn into a Ziggler type of guy.
I don't think he's even going to turn into that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to turn into more of a...
Unless he wins. I mean, there is a possibility he wins.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But I feel like he's black and gold, even though he's the end of black and gold, too. But he's still black and gold, and I never think black and gold's going to win anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, technically, Santos they do that anyway. Is black and gold, too, so I don't see him beating Breaker, because why are you going to give Braun that title for, like, 1 month, if that?
Well, I could tell him taking off a champion to do that. You could have Santos taking off a champion. I'd be much better off with it.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think... I think he's...
Because Santos took it off a champ and then have fucking Breaker take it off with Santos. I don't think that would have been better off.
Yeah. That would have been a better way to do that. But that's not what's happening.
Nope.
He's going to beat Santos.
Well, they're trying to build fucking Braun Breaker's Super Cena.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's their fucking shining star of their current fucking developmental fucking group.
Agreed.
What else we got?
We also have a toxic attraction. Gigi Dolin, JC Jane versus Indy Hardwell and Persia Parada.
For the tag team titles.
When is Indy versus Persia happening?
I don't know. After they lose.
So obviously we're going to toss the attraction there.
I think so too.
Also 2.0.
I also do think that they will lose the titles before Mandy loses her title.
They will, because they're less developmental. Like they've at least been around in other promotions doing other things. Like, Gigi used to be married to Darby Allin, actually.
Yeah.
So I got Pete Dunne, Tony D'Angelo, and like I said, the Clockwork Orange match. It's not a Clockwork Orange match.
All the way.
It is D'Angelo all the way, but I like to see Pete Dunne hit him with something cool.
I hope Pete Dunne fucks him up at least, and he takes a piece out of him if he's going to lose. Because I hate Tony D'Angelo so bad.
Me too. Like, Braun Breaker over D'Angelo.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, a lot of people over D'Angelo.
Yeah.
It's like I don't like with the school.
With the school.
Yeah, some guy has like a fake fucking Alpha Academy now. Guy with a beard.
I have no idea.
Fuck. Can't think of it either.
I can't Chase. Remember that.
Chase
yeah.
U.
Yeah.
That guy. I don't like him that much either, but I pick him over fucking. Tony Angel's like my least favorite new character.
Yeah.
There you go. He's my douchebag of the day just for the fuck of it. Tony D'Angelo. Even though he's going to win. And his weaponized.
Fucking.
Steel cage match.
Steel cage match.
We talked about Breaker and Santos already, and we kind of talked about MSK and Creed.
Yeah.
They named them Brutus and Julius.
Just call them the Creed brothers.
Not Creed 1 and Creed 2. Like I've been calling them.
I'm Creed 1 and Creed 2.
I think I've been calling them both Apollo, actually, if I want to get real technical. Apollo Creed, go.
Apollo Creed 1, Apollo Creed 2. I mean, they're not bad. They're not my favorite, but they have good in-ring work.
They're definitely up there with like the top of the 2.0 list for me.
Yeah, they're at the better side.
I mean, I guess Carmelo's the top of that list.
Yes.
He even has a hype man. I think that's fucking fine, even though he basically just fucking took Hit Row and made it smaller.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really did.
I mean,
whatever, I guess.
That's 'cause they called Hit Row up and released him. Like, Hit Row was fine at fucking NXT. They should have just stayed there.
Yep.
They could have been 2.0 too.
Yep. Because they were so close to the beginning of 2.0. Yeah. And it's basically 2.0.
I mean,
even if we're going to count MSK last year almost being, like, close to 2.0.
I'm calling them 2.0 too. Because they're
young enough. Last year, Black and Gold was turning into a lot of what 2.0 is.
If you call them Toxic fucking 2.0, you might as well call them 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's fine. Leave some people like that down there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could have had Hit Row stay there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like...
That would fit in with this current developmental thing. And if you're already doing a developmental thing, like, why did you do that?
I mean, no one knows who Adonis was. You know what I mean? No, BVAV definitely needed the work.
Yeah, she needed the most work. So leaving her in where something was going to be developmental, you could have had a star out of that. So...
And AJ was on TV already.
Yep.
The fuck they were calling him Top Dollar. stupid names.
They did have stupid names.
I mean, some of a swerve, but I mean, still.
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't remember, and nothing else was really eventful from this week.
Yeah. So we did that one. Let's do
Elimination. Blood Money. Blood Chamber.
Blood Chamber. I'm gonna do it Wikipedia style because that's how I'm reading them.
Yep. I have it up right here. Right, bottom up, or doesn't matter.
Don't care. You just pick away.
All right. So first up, we got Ronda Rousey and Naomi versus Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville.
Like we said, it's gonna basically be Naomi carrying the match.
Naomi's gonna carry the match. She's gonna get stuck in their corner, and Charlotte and fucking Sonya's corner for a while, and get worked over, and do the you know, lead up to the hot tag, and then the hot tag's going to happen. Ronda's going to come in
and just break everybody. Hip toss, armbar, armbar.
Yep.
Done.
Yep. Pretty much. So that's how that's going. To keep Ronda, obviously, strong.
Right.
Leading into...
And it's obviously going to be Sonya who taps out.
Oh, yeah, easily. Because she'll put her in the armbar again, and she'll tap out like a fucking bitch in 2 seconds.
In like 2 seconds.
All right, then we got the Women's Elimination Chamber match for a WWE Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 38. And it's Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Doudrop, Nikki Ash, and to be announced, which Sasha is probably Banks. Sasha Banks, because she will go there.
Yeah.
I hope it's Asuka, but I don't think that's happening.
Who do you want winning that match? No one feel, well, they're probably going to face Becky.
Knowing that they're going to face Becky, it's not going to be Doudrop because that just happened. A lot of people want it to be Bianca.
Right. Which it might be.
It's possible. And I'll even say that Rhea Ripley is technically possible, too.
I think I'm going to pick Ripley. Belair.
But, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not Nikki Ash. It's not Doudrop because she just faced her.
No, it's going to be Nikki Ash.
It's not Liv right now. You know, Liv's chance will come, I think... Down the road,
Sean showing though, like where she's like one of the last ones.
Yeah, and then it really depends on the to be announced, because if it's Sasha, it could be that too. It could be
because
Sasha and Becky wouldn't be a bad match either. You know, I mean, that's why I said right, Sasha and Becky. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad match at all.
Becky and Banks, Banks and Sasha. And we have Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss in a
Falls Count Anywhere match, which it's going to basically be a handicap match because there's no disqualification to that. So he's going to kick the shit out of Cap and
Corbin.
Cap's definitely going to get the worst of it, though, which is fine because I hate him. So
yeah, so it's fine.
He like it threatened works. Him with the fucking sword in the fucking room.
I'm going to stab you.
I'll cut your fucking head off unless you say yes. So say yes.
Okay, I guess.
Then we get Roman Reigns versus Goldberg.
Yeah, we already know who we're picking there.
Yeah, I'm picking Reigns to win.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't mind.
I just want to see him get speared like 6 times.
Yeah.
That's it.
So one of two things is going to happen. Either Roman's going to come out and try to squash him and spear Goldberg a bunch.
That'd be cool.
And then I could even see him being a dick and trying to hit a jackhammer.
That'd even be cooler.
You know what I'm saying? Just to be a dick. He is a heel right now.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
You know? And it's going to be a short match.
It's definitely going
to
be a short match.
Or, you know, Goldberg's going to try to come out with a fucking flurry and go for a spear and a jackhammer himself. And then Roman's going to kick out. And then eventually, at some point, Roman just gets the upper hand and beats the shit out of Hunt Goldberg.
Vince and the Prince are gonna put fucking gold on Goldberg.
Please don't.
Fucking gold member.
They really fucking love his ass over there, which sucks so bad because I hate Goldberg so much. And he doesn't care. He's just doing it for the money right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on from that disaster show. We got
more Bloodline.
Yep. We got the Usos versus the Viking Raiders for the SmackDown tag team titles. Which I still see the Usos retaining.
Me too.
I like the Viking Raiders, but I don't think
it's not happening. They're gonna do like a fucking crazy fucking 4-way tag team match at fucking
WrestleMania. Though they one of those tag titles always gets one of those type of things every Mania. It's like a staple now for some reason. It just has to happen. You know, just like there's usually some type of crazy ladder match for like the USA or the IC title or something,
which will probably happen too.
Yep,
it'll happen for the USA title this year though, and that's how Austin Theory wins it.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't surprise me, because he'll get picked for it, because he's in the Elimination Chamber. He'll probably have a fucking good showing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Randomly, because Vince is high on him, for sure. So,
basically, you could take the Elimination Chamber and just make it the USA title would precede instead.
Yeah.
In a ladder match, that's how it's going to be. Maybe not Lashley, but the rest of them will probably fit in there pretty...
Riddle could fit in there well. AJ would even fit in there well. Seth, like all those guys.
But you probably
just not Brock and Lashley.
You probably can get Riddle versus Orton though.
Yeah, like that's definitely coming.
The Festival of Friendship is tonight, or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
The the arcade Rogo party.
Yeah. So we got Becky Lynch versus Lita, and I think we know where that's going.
We know where that's going to.
Because it's going to be Becky versus somebody at WrestleMania.
Right. I mean, it could be Lita versus somebody, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, because like...
Because if Lita even wins...
Even if Sasha comes back to that match, like, who would you see Lita going against from that fucking Elimination Sasha. Chamber match? Would be Sasha, which right. wouldn't be a bad match, actually.
That's just how I think it would be.
Because, you know, Lita doesn't look too bad right now for coming back from, you know...
We'll see how she is under the pressure.
Yeah.
An actual match. But yeah.
She's not going to face anybody else on this list other than Bianca or Rhea.
And it's gone.
And I feel like if it was Lita versus Rhea, like, that would just be bad. Not, like, wrestling-wise, I guess, but I'm, like, I could not see Lita beating fucking Rhea. Although, she probably wouldn't have a hard time beating fucking Bianca, too, because she's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll see. And then we have the Elimination Chamber match, which is Lashley versus Brock, Seth, Austin Theory, Riddle, and fucking AJ.
Yep. There may be some... I think fuckery will happen in this match.
Brock's walking away with this title.
Brock could walk away with this title, or they could swerve everybody.
They could swivel everything, and I could also see
and Riddle Seth... wins.
Okay. That's true.
Because then he has Riddle versus Orton at WrestleMania. For the title match.
My other theory, too, is...
And then breaks the fucking record.
My other theory, too, is Seth winning, mm-hmm. potentially, because of some fuckery happening.
And then making a triple threat for both titles.
Yeah. Or something stupid.
And I won't be carrying both titles around. I think defended individual would be fine, too. I don't care.
Yeah. That would be hilarious, actually. To be honest with you.
I mean, I don't really think Brock's going to win.
I get what you're going with that, because we all expect it to go that way.
Yep.
And something has to swerve at this
something
show.
Something has to do something.
And if it's not Goldberg and Roman, you know, but you're not going to have Goldberg versus fucking...
Lesnar for at least the second time.
Yeah, and we don't want to see that again. I'd rather see him and Roman.
I don't want to see Goldberg versus Lashley either.
No, that sounds just as bad, because we already saw that. We just saw that anyway.
I don't see Goldberg versus anybody on this list, except for maybe Madcap Moss, while I root for him. I'm not rooting for Goldberg then. I'm still rooting for Moss.
Yeah.
But, like, still, like, I don't even want to see that match. I just want it pre-show or something.
So, there could definitely be a swerve in the Elimination Chamber. And that's... Look, people have come down and fucking cut the lock off before.
Right.
And that and other things. So, like, steel cage matches and shit. So... There's definitely room for fuckery in there.
I think there's a lot of room for fuckery in that one.
You know? And it's also Elimination Chamber match. Who knows? Because at some point, there'll probably be at least 5 or 6 guys all in there at the same time.
Right.
You know what
or
I'm
at least
saying?
Four.
Four at the least, you'll have 4.
Right.
And it also depends who's, like, the first two.
It's going to be Lesnar first.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's going to be Lesnar and fucking AJ first.
And AJ's going to get tossed around like a rag doll
yep.
until someone comes out.
And it's going to be like Rollins.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking to Riddle. I'm going to save Riddle for a little bit. If Riddle's winning, like I think they're going to save him for a little bit.
Also, the Riddle winning thing would be hilarious if Riddle pins fucking Brock. Because remember all that shit Riddle was talking about Brock?
Brock's not taking that one.
I know he's not taking that one, but I'm just saying that would be fucking hilarious.
Brock's taking some for the team lately. He's not going to go fucking full
He's not on. Going that far, though. Yeah. Definitely not going that far. So, but yeah, the only way I see Brock walking away with that title is if they are planning on merging them at Mania. Which, maybe that's why they do a giant ass Fatal 4-Way tag team thing. Maybe they merge those titles too.
That'd be cool too.
You know, and you just pick the 4 best teams. What? New Day, Street Profits, Usos.
It's gonna be, not New Day, it's gonna be,
Oh, Biggie and...
It's going to be Gaza and...
Los Lotharios, yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, they are pretty big on them right now. And I think they are going to win this little feud with Biggie and fucking Kofi.
I don't think Xavier comes back until the WrestleMania.
No, because he's supposed to be out for a while anyway. Yep. So, Asuka's got to come back sometime.
I think it's going to
be night after Mania at this point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Unless you do some...
a crazy, busy week for us.
Yeah, it is.
WrestleMania.
I took off from fucking WrestleMania all the way through to the day after fucking
Dynamite.
So I took a little hefty vacation. So, but yeah.
All right, I got nothing else from the week.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, we'll be right back, and I'm gonna
quiz me on Greg the Hammer Valentine.
You're gonna fail
miserably. Yeah.
Well, 20 questions. You get one of them right. We'll be right back.
Alright.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check them out, because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background, featuring my artist, I-93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, guys, ready for fucking Big Mix to suck at fucking Greg Hammer Valentine period?
This is multiple choice.
It is multiple choice.
I have a chance.
It is multiple choice.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Question one. In what state was Greg the Hammer built as being from? Connecticut, Vermont, Colorado, or Washington?
Washington.
Good job.
Say it.
Hey, this is one I thought you were going to get right, the second one here. Who was the first man to train young Greg Valentine? Vince McMahon Sr., Lou Albino, Vern Gagne, Stu Hart.
Stu Hart.
Very good. Two so far. You're doing good.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's better than I thought.
Before he wrestled as Greg Valentine, he used a different name. What name did Greg use in the early years of his career? Johnny Fargo, Greg Patterson, Johnny Polo, Gregory Robinson.
Oh. What was the first one again?
Johnny Fargo.
I don't know if it's Johnny... I'm going to go with Johnny Fargo. That's probably wrong.
No, it's a good guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not Johnny Polo, because that's Raven.
Yeah, I know that. I'm like, Polo? Like, no, that's not...
Why was Greg hired by Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling? To replace his father as a jobber? Revive the tag team Fargo Brothers with Don Fargo? Or hired as a member of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Oh, fuck. Minnesota Wrecking Crew?
Brought in to replace his father.
His father, okay. Like, I knew that was wrong as soon as I guessed it. Like, he wasn't... Never mind.
You'll get this one.
Okay. I only got one wrong so far, right?
I don't remember.
I think the last one was the only one I got wrong so far.
Yeah, you guessed on Fargo, and you probably guessed on all of them, technically, but, like... That's beside the point.
Yep.
What body part did Greg break on longtime nemesis Chief Wahoo McDaniel? Forearm, ankle, knee, wrist.
Forearm?
No. It is ankle. And if you remember the shirt he used to wear, I broke Wahoo's ankle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, he does a figure four.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I think I just gave you a fucking question. Whatever.
Oh.
That's figure four, yeah. In case you didn't know. The Hammer left Mid-Atlantic Territory in 1978. What organization did he go to?
WWF?
Will you let me be the choices first?
Okay.
Okay. CWF?
No. I don't know.
AWA?
Ooh, actually.
WWWF? WCCW?
It's either WWF.
No, WWF is not a choice.
WWWF or it's AWA. I think it's AWA, actually, though.
Nope. WWWF.
Oh, so I was right anyway. Should have just fucking went that way. The hell?
Who did Valentine defeat for his first NWA United States Heavyweight Championship? Wahoo McDaniel, Ric Flair, Gene Anderson, Roddy Piper.
Probably Wahoo. I don't know.
The answer is Ric Flair.
Oh. That's not surprising either. That was my other choice. I felt like Wahoo was the easy way to go with that for some reason, though.
Ric Flair's always the easy way to go with most old wrestlers.
Most NWA titles, too.
Who led the team of Brutus, Beefcake, and Greg Valentine to the WWF World Tag Team title? So, manager.
Yeah.
Freddie Blassie, Bobby Heenan, Johnny Valent, Jimmy Hart.
Was it Jimmy Hart? Or was it Valiant? I feel like it was Valiant.
Valiant is the correct answer.
Okay.
In what state did Tito Santana defeat Valentine to reclaim the Intercontinental title? Connecticut, New York, Maryland, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Maryland.
Ah, fuck.
And Greg had a few different finishing moves. What finishing move was he most famous for?
I figure four. You gave me that one already. Yeah. Thank you.
Not bad.
No, not bad. I only got a couple wrong.
Right.
So, one of them I overthought myself with the AWA thing.
Yeah,
like, I should have just stuck with where I was going with that.
I was like, no, you let me give you the choices because WWF is...
technically not there. I get it. There's the extra W.
So, I was trying to fucking steer you that way at least.
Yep. Whatever.
All right. No official prediction Friday. We did kind of give a
preview.
A preview of...
and speculations.
Yeah, merely speculation. No actual picks.
Yeah.
And it's just a fight card this week. Don't care.
Yeah.
Unless you want to run through that right quick. Just the main event, maybe?
Sure.
Let's run through that. Fuck it. What else are we doing? Can we send it to you, or do you have it?
Send it to me, because, like, I got distracted for a second.
As soon as I open it. All right, there you go. So we'll do some speculation on the main... Again, this is not Prediction Friday, because I'm not doing Prediction Friday this week.
Just speculation. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 5 matches?
Yeah.
So Parker Porter versus Alan Baudot.
I guess I'm going to pick Parker Porter.
I'll pick Baudot.
I'm not picking
it doesn't really count.
Yeah, right. We have Joaquin Buckley versus Abdul Razik Alassane. I did good on that one, I think.
Yep. I'm going with Buckley. I think Buckley will win that one.
I'm picking Alassane.
Okay. Then we got Jim Miller versus Nicholas Moda.
If this was 2.0, I'd definitely pick Moda.
Yep.
Because Jim Miller's been around for like fucking 30 years, I swear to God. I'm picking Moda anyway, I guess.
I'm going Moda anyway. Young Guns winning that one.
We have Kyle Daukaus versus Jamie Pickett.
That's kind of a close one. Probably Daukaus, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't really know. Sure, we'll go that one. And we have Johnny Walker versus...
Jamal?
Jamal Hill.
Hill.
Yeah, Johnny Walker had a lot of hype on him for a little bit, and then he lost like 3 in a row.
Yeah.
He literally lost 3 in a row.
Hill's only lost 1, so...
Yeah, but has he fought anybody? I mean, not particularly. He did beat OSP, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with Hill.
Yep.
Just for the fuck of it. Sweet Dreams Hill.
Sweet Dreams Hill.
That's his name. All right, no prediction Friday. We're going to watch... Let's do Vengeance Day because it's special.
Yeah.
Blood Chamber because we have to.
Yeah.
And probably Dynamite because we want to.
Yeah. I mean, Dynamite's definitely a definite just because we want to.
Okay.
You know.
So we'll have something to talk about this week.
Yep.
And Blood
Chamber.
We probably won't go over UFC picks because they don't matter.
No.
Unless something major happens.
Yeah. But, yeah. Vengeance Day, Dynamite, Blood Money, Chamber.
Blood Chamber Money. Gotcha. All right. So until then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.